This portion of WEOL's Morning Show, presented by Lorain Public Library System. The Lorain Public Library System Day on WEOL. Check out all the events the Lorain Public Library System offers throughout the holiday season. But before that, something very special. We have joined with us this morning, we have the branch librarian Norma Preston and also Cheryl Grizel joining us. Ladies, thanks for sharing some time with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Hi.
So what's the big news going on there at the South Branch? I understand the... Norma is retiring. Really? Is that
how can that be?
After 22 years, I think it's time.
You've read all the books in the library. Time to move on, right?
Is it? Right. Too many books, too little time. You got to move fast.
How did you come to the library in the first place?
I saw. You mean into the profession or to South Branch?
Well, let's do both.
All right. I always like books. I always like reading. It seemed like a good fit. So I went for the degree, and then I saw an ad in Library Journal that said they were looking for a branch manager at the South Branch Library in Lorain. So I said yes.
Now, I understand that before this, you also were a prison librarian. What was that like, and tell me, where did that take place?
I started out in Orient Correctional, which is down in Columbus. And then I was there for 2 years, got transferred back here to Lorain County when they built Grafton, and it was an interesting experience.
Well, tell us a little bit more about that. Why was it interesting?
I think it's like a microcosm of society with a bit of a twist. For example, WVIZ coming out and doing a documentary there, running hours back and forth and all that good stuff, and one of the inmates or guests of the state was helping me, and I guess I looked a little worried about all that, and he said, don't worry about it, I used to have to demonstrate these for my dealer. I realized that was reassurance, but it was a bit different there.
What kind of books do they have in a prison library? Is there any difference, or other than just the people that are taking them out, you know where to find them in case they haven't brought the book back?
Well, that's true, but there are certain topics. Generally, it's like a public library. But there are certain things, of course, you don't buy books on, like lock picking and gun repair. Other than that, you know, the latest Robert Parker works just fine.
So, Norma, 22 years at the South Branch. Has it changed over time?
Oh, God, yeah. We started out in a storefront, 3,800 square feet. We're now in a 12,000-foot building. We didn't have all the computers we have. We weren't dealing with the mass amount of DVDs. It's just a whole new ballgame.
And, of course, in that area, you have a large Hispanic population. How does that factor in?
Well, we have to carry more materials, magazines that are both in English and Spanish, DVDs that are in Spanish, children's books. But more and more... like the DVDs, you can just pick a language. You don't have to buy a separate DVD in Spanish and a separate one in English. You can just go to main menu, pick what you want.
We're talking today with Norma Preston, also Cheryl Grizel from the South Branch Library today here at WEOL. Cheryl, what's it going to be like without Norma around? How are you going to fill those shoes?
I don't know. Luckily, we wear the same size shoe, so it shouldn't be too bad. But it's going to be a big, big difference without Norma. She's been such a fixture in the community. People are already coming in and telling her how much they're going to miss her. But I'll do my best. She's taught me well, I hope.
Talk about a little bit. You have a sort of a retirement party or a celebration that the public can take part in. What's that all about?
Yes, it's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And we're going to have it in our international room. So anybody who wants to stop in, we're going to have some light refreshments, some cake and coffee, and everybody can come in and wish Norma a fond farewell.
Well, and bring back any of those books that they may have forgotten about. Just, you know, come on.
That's right. No fine forgiveness, though.
Well, of course not.
Norma, what's the future hold for you here now?
I'm going to make lunch in my second career.
You're going to make lunch.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, we appreciate both of you joining us this morning. And again, people can check out things at the South Branch Library, all the new digital services that are going on. and also say hi and goodbye, I guess, to Norma when they stop by. Ladies, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Oh,